The Keeping Washington Families Together bus tour kicks off in Vancouver on Tuesday. It'll make stops for rallies in Seattle and in several cities around eastern Washington. On board will be immigrants like Xochitl Roja, who was born in Mexico but has lived in Seattle with her parents and brothers since she was 3 years old. She says they grew up knowing they had to keep their legal status a secret.
Because it was dangerous if we talked to the wrong person, our whole family could face the dangers of getting deported or getting split apart. And for most of your childhood, you know it, but it doesn't really affect you directly.
That changed after she graduated college and was poised to go to work in her dream job as a nursing assistant, but lost the position because of her legal status. She's 24 now, married with a four-year-old and another baby on the way. Last year, she qualified for a new program called Deferred Action, which gives her a legal work permit for the next 2 years. She works in a grocery store, but she doesn't know what will happen after that.
That's the scary thing, that it's only 2 years and that's why we're going out there and we're speaking up and we're fighting, because there is something that we can do, and that's speak up.
She'll be on the bus with her father, who to this day is undocumented and could be deported any time. Along with hundreds of others on bus tours nationwide, they'll rally for comprehensive immigration reform, including a path to citizenship. They'll get support this week from Washington's largest business group. The Association of Washington Business is throwing its weight behind immigration reform. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.